Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we need to talk about Kristen Cavallari because, girl, what in the actual hell happened at this party? Okay, so apparently our girl Kristen went to some exclusive bash called the Slutty Valentine's Day Party. And honey, when I tell you this sounds like an absolute nightmare, she's out here describing it as feeling like a drug den with sketchy energy, and I am living for her honesty. So get this right, this party required some ultra-secretive app just to RSVP, already giving me major red flags because what kind of party needs a secret app? What is this? The Illuminati? Not them acting like they're planning a government coup when it's just a Valentine's party? The audacity. But here's where it gets proper mental. Kristen showed up, took one look around, felt the vibes were absolutely rancid, and left after just 4 minutes. 4 minutes, girl! I can't even decide what to order at Nando's in 4 minutes, but Kristen took one look at this mess and said, "Absolutely not. Goodbye. I'm out." I'm actually screaming because you know it had to be bad for someone who's been in reality TV to nope out that quickly. Like, this woman has seen some things, she's been around the block in Hollywood, and even she was like, "This is too sketchy for me." What were they doing in there? I need answers. The fact that she's being so open about it too. I love that energy. She could have just quietly left and never mentioned it. But instead, she's out here warning people like, "Listen, babes, some of these Hollywood parties are absolutely unhinged, and you need to trust your gut." Respect to Kristen for keeping it real and getting herself out of there. Okay, so moving on to our next bit of drama, and Chelsea Handler is back in the news. Which? When is she not stirring the pot? So apparently, Chelsea is developing a new show for Hulu called Townhouse, and the premise is, well, it's about a washed-up reality star who has a completely failed relationship with her daughter. Now, girl, I don't know about you, but this feels like it could be inspired by literally any number of reality stars we know. The possibilities are endless. Like, we could be talking about anyone from the Kardashian universe, Real Housewives, Love Island. The list goes on because let's be honest, reality TV is absolutely littered with complicated family dynamics. But what I'm loving about this is Chelsea's approach, right? She's never been one to shy away from calling out celebrity nonsense, and now she's basically creating an entire comedy series about it. The woman is brilliant, I'll give her that. She's taking all the messiness we see in reality TV and turning it into content. And can we talk about how this is going to be on Hulu? Like, they're really investing in this idea of a washed-up reality star trying to figure out her life. It sounds like it could be absolutely hilarious or completely tragic, or knowing Chelsea, probably both at the same time. I'm genuinely curious to see how close to reality this gets because, pause. Some of these reality stars might be watching this show and having proper flashbacks to their own lives. Imagine sitting there watching Chelsea's show and slowly realizing it's basically your biography. The secondhand embarrassment would be real. Now, I have to mention something that caught my eye but honestly left me a bit confused. There was some mention of something called Heated Rivalry on HBO Max that's apparently made a massive cultural impact, and the leads are doing amazing things in the industry. But girl, the details were so vague I couldn't get the full tea on this one. It's like getting half a story, and I am frustrated because you know I need all the details. What I can tell you is that whatever this Heated Rivalry thing is, it's clearly been a game changer for the people involved. When they're talking about entertainment industry hat tricks, that means these actors, or whoever, are absolutely smashing it right now. But honestly, the lack of proper details is killing me, because I want to know who we're talking about and what exactly they're up to. This is driving me mental because there's clearly some major success story happening here, but I can't give you the full breakdown. It's like when someone starts telling you gossip at a party and then gets distracted halfway through. Finish the story, people! And then, completely randomly, there was something about gaming products on TMZ, which... girl, I love gaming as much as the next person, but that's not exactly the scalding hot celebrity tea we're here for, is it? TMZ trying to sell us gaming accessories when we want to know who's feuding with who and which celebrities are having meltdowns. Know your audience, babes. But honestly, let's get back to the real drama, because that Kristen Cavallari story is still living rent-free in my head. The image of her walking into this party, immediately getting serial killer vibes, and just turning around and leaving. It's giving me life. You have to respect someone who trusts their instincts like that. How many times have we all been in situations where something felt off, but we stayed anyway because we didn't want to be rude or we thought we were overreacting? Kristen said, absolutely not. My safety and comfort come first, and I'm here for that energy. Plus, can we talk about how she's being so transparent about it afterward? She could have just kept quiet, but instead she's basically giving other people a heads up, like, watch out for these weird, exclusive parties because they might not be what they seem. It also makes you wonder what other Hollywood parties are like this, doesn't it? Like, if this Valentine's party was sketchy enough to make someone leave after 4 minutes, what other events are happening that we don't hear about? The rabbit hole of Hollywood party culture is probably deeper and weirder than any of us realize. And going back to Chelsea Handler's new show, I'm actually proper excited about this one, because you know Chelsea's going to go hard on the reality TV industry. She's never been one to hold back, and now she's got an entire series to really dig into all the dysfunction and messiness. The timing feels perfect too, because reality TV is bigger than ever right now, but people are also starting to question the impact it has on families and relationships. A comedy that addresses the aftermath of reality TV fame could be exactly what we need. I'm just hoping they don't hold back on making it realistic. We want the real tea about what happens when the cameras stop rolling and these families have to deal with the consequences of sharing their entire lives with the world. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!